We're going to hopefully draft an impact player in the first round, John. That's always a goal.
Could you talk about what your needs are and how you look at this draft as far as what kind it is?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we're early in the process, but you know, our football team is a growing football team. I think, you know, when you look at the way the season ended, we did not take the steps that we wanted to take or the major step we wanted to take, but we improved. We've got a good core group of players, and there are always areas on your team where you need to add playmakers, and that's what we'll do, and that's the way we'll approach this draft like we do all the others. Yeah, I mean, I think obviously you want the best player that you can find, a guy that can stay on the field. And so I think if you make a mistake if you try to limit yourself to just, you know, trying to fit a particular player in a role. I think what you try to do is you get the best football players and then you let it sort itself out. Well, no, what I think is it gives him options. If we have two inside backers that can stay on the field in passing situations and match up better against linebackers, I think that that's a positive. If he wants to employ a three safety system in other situations, whether it's longer distances or whatever it is, or if it's a blitz package or however he wants to employ those guys, I think the more you can have, you know, players that can stay on the field and impact the game, I think that's the option, because that's what you want. That's the ultimate for him, because it gives him, you know, the flexibility that he likes.
Rick, you guys said last year that you didn't necessarily think Whitney Merciless.
Kyle Long, Oregon tackle, podium B.
Yeah, I am excited about his future, and you're right. We never thought he would be there, but again, it's, you know, we don't draft for need. We put value on players, and we try to stay consistent with the board. And you know, when he was there last year, we were very excited, and I think he had, you know, 6.5 sacks or something like that in limited play time. But when you look at him, you know, production per play, it's up there. And I think he adds explosiveness, he adds pass rush, he adds speed to our defense, and I'm excited to see him. You know, that jump, as you know, as I've talked about very often, that jump from year one to year two has to be exponential. And he understands how important this offseason is for him in his development as a player, and I'm excited to watch that. Yeah, it's high. I mean, it's high. I mean, I talk about all the time about our core players, and Connor certainly is a part of that. And we attempted to sign Connor last year. If you look back last year, last offseason, we did a lot of that. We signed our left tackle. You know, we got Dwayne done. We got our running back done. We got our quarterback done. You know, even though Chris Myers made it to free agency, we were able to sign him back. We were unsuccessful with signing Connor, but that doesn't mean that he is any less important to what we're doing. You know, and the thing about this league at this point in time, though, is that you've got to, you've got to continue to draft well. You've got to continue to develop players, because the opportunity and the possibility that you will lose players is a real one. And that's just a function of the salary cap system that we're in now. And we understand that, but we certainly place a high value on Connor and his contribution to our football team, not only on the field, but in the locker room, in the community. He's a top-notch guy, and we'd love to keep him. Well, you know, obviously, I think that we've got some real benefit from last year with the young guys having an opportunity to play the way that they did. You know, I think Derek Newton has all the ability in the world to go and be a good right tackle in this league. I think with the two young guys at the guard position, I'm excited for Brandon Brooks. You know, he's an explosive, big, unique athlete in our system, but I think he's got all the athleticism to execute what we need him to do. And so it'll be exciting to watch him. Again, very, very, analogous to what we just talked about with Whitney. His jump from this year to next year is going to have to be significant, and I think he's capable of doing that. And so I'm excited about that for both those guys. And in Ben as well. Well, yeah, I mean, and it's your model. You just have to do more modeling and keep yourself available and open to all the various options that come to you, because you're right. Again, we find ourselves in a particular point in the draft where very often you see people wanting to either get back into the first round, or if we want to move up, you've got some ability to do that. And so, you just try to model and be as prepared as you can be in your preparation. Exactly, yes.
Can you talk about the progress of Posey and Newton?
Yeah, I was as proud of anybody this year. Probably I was, proud of DeVere, just the way that he worked, John. I mean, every work day during the course of the week, he was literally the last guy to leave the practice field because he put in extra work on the jugs machine. He put in extra work, working on his routes and honing his craft. And I think you saw the result of that as the season progressed, and he continued to improve and get better. And I think you saw that towards the end of the season. And obviously the injury is something that he's going to have to work through. But very similar to our football team and kind of where we are right now, it takes adversity to build the metal and the character you need to win a championship. And I believe that DeVere has a work ethic, to get back from this, because I watched it all last year. It was something that we had researched and thought that we knew about him from Ohio State. It's something that we were able to witness this year during the course of the year. And I'm confident he'll be able to come back from that. Yeah, he had a little fracture. That'll be taken care of. That's a minor one. Yeah.
What about Newton?
It's typically an eight, and don't quote me on this, it's typically an 8 to 9 month rehab process for him, typically speaking, with that injury. And I don't know where he is and how that works, but that's a typical, I think, recovery pattern for that injury. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think we are a mentally tough football team. I think what I'm saying, Paul, is that you look at our team and we've grown up together. You look at this football team, we've been able to keep our players for the most part together. And so you look at this group, the offensive line, you look at, our wide receiver, our tight end, our quarterback, on defense. We've got guys that have been in, some battle-tested situations. And what I'm saying, in order to win a championship in this league, you've got to go through something in order to develop, the experience and to develop the whatever you need to in those environments, in those situations, to make plays. And that's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at what we do, because I've got to look at this thing, big picture. And so when I look at our football team and the evolution of our program, I see a group of players that have continued to get better, we're continuing to improve. We're going to continue to add players, which is what this weekend obviously is all about. But I see a group of men that have gotten the experience that's necessary to go make a real run at it. And that's where I think we are right now. Well, I think any option that's available to you, I think you need to keep it available as long as you can. And, so that's the way I would answer that.
With so many teams using athletic quarterbacks and this and all that, does that change what you're looking for on the defensive side?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, we always want speed and athleticism on the defensive side of the football. And that's what we look for, and those are the type of players. You look at our defense, and it's probably the biggest characteristic of our defense is effort and intensity. We want guys that play hard. We want guys that are smart football players, that are disciplined and do things the right way and execute, and that gives us a chance to be aggressive.
Were you surprised at the success of Ryan Grigson?
Was I surprised? You know what? I've got a lot of respect for Ryan, and obviously Ryan and I have a personal relationship that dates back a long time, so I've got an affinity for him that way, but I'm happy for him. He's in our division, and so you don't want too much success for him, but I can't stand here and not say that I'm extremely proud of him, because I am.
Are you in kind of a weird position there with the zone blocking line and the Cushing injury being part of what's
Well, no, and I'm not in a difficult situation at all, because I don't think that what we do with respect to the way that we execute our blocks are illegal. I mean, our system is totally legal, and I think that. Well, I tell you what, it's been a very productive week from that standpoint. We started the week, Coach Madden, John Madden, and Ronnie Lott co-chair a committee, a player health and safety panel, and Patrick Kearney sits on that panel, and we started the competition committee this week. We started with a presentation from Patrick talking about that very thing, about chop blocks, about low blocks, about cut blocks, and that. So we've had good conversation. We moved to the head coaches subcommittee, and Coach Coughlin and Coach Andy Reid, as well as Coach Harbaugh, came, and we continued those conversations. And then yesterday, even with the NFLPA, the same conversations. And so we've had some good conversations about cut blocks, low blocks, how to play them. The thing that we want to make sure is, if a guy is able to protect himself, you know, that's what we want to make sure, that guys have the ability to protect themselves. And we had a conversation. Will Montgomery came and made a very passionate presentation about some of the things that are happening on field goal and extra points, and some of the techniques that are being used that we need to probably clean up and get out of the game, because they're not safe. And so we've had good conversations all week that way. You know, you mentioned the Cushing play. That block, actually, it was illegal. It was not flagged, but it was a foul. And so that block's already illegal. Now where we have had conversation with respect to that is, in the box, it's legal. And the question that we've got to answer is, should it be? And I don't think anybody thinks so. So that's something that we've got to talk about and think about. Yeah, the way that the process works is we start those conversations this week, just like I mentioned, as a committee, and then we hear from other folks, like I just mentioned, and then we'll get together in a week or so and kind of continue to work on those things, work on the language, work on the proposals that we think are things that we need to take to the membership at the league meeting in March, and that's when those proposals are made. Well, number one, I think that, you know, I've heard a lot of talk this week about how important the medical is, and that's a number one, and how it, you know, the interviews are important, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. But I do think that the other piece, that the on-field workout, is significantly important as well. Now, you know, do you draft a player based on height, weight, and speed? No, but it's a critical piece to the evaluation process, particularly when you have guys that are the best of the best. We've got 333 of the best here this weekend, and you want to see them in competitive environments, and you want to see them compete. So that's a big part of it. But the medical piece is certainly important. The interview portion, where you can look a man in his eyes and talk to him and get to know him a little bit, albeit it's a short amount of time, all those things are important. But again, it's a piece to the puzzle of the evaluation process. Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think that it's difficult to do. I think what Jeff Foster and the national group has done, I think they've done an excellent job of organizing the days. And we've changed the format over the years, but I think we've got it to a point where in the 4 days when an athlete's here, he gets he gets all of the evaluations that you want. I think in any situation, you'd like a little bit more time with the guy personally, but you've got your interviews, your opportunities to bring guys to your facility for that. And obviously, our scouts have been getting to know these guys over the course of the fall. So I think if anything, if you could have more time, I don't advocate that, because I think it's set up the right way at this point. But I think, if you know, in the grand scheme of things, as an evaluator, if I had a little more time with the guy, that probably would be good.